This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Folks, Roger Stone's coming up in the next segment, and then we're going to continue on to midnight tonight. I'm going to be back tonight, basically 7 o'clock on. We've got a bunch of big guests joining us this evening, and we're just doing another live broadcast right up till midnight, defense of free speech. I'm not whining and complaining. I'm very, very thankful for all the listeners and things you've done, because you understand we're all in the same boat together. But, man, there are so many Islamic stabbing and mass truck attacks, 100 people run into yesterday, and the Islamic groups in Germany going and just shooting people in clubs, and it's insane. And I just look at the globalists doing this to America and Europe, and they're just destructive weirdos. But then you look at Alexander Soros and Obama, and then you realize just the type of existential hatred they have for everybody. I mean, these are nasty, nasty, nasty people, chaos creators, who for whatever reason have this feeling that they're not part of America, so if they could conquer it and mess it up as bad as possible, that they would somehow be big boys then. And so that's the point people really have to get into. I mean, look at this headline. Driver runs into crowd of 100 children and teachers in Sweden. And another truck attack in Germany. And it's like Sadiq Khan said 2 years ago. He goes, the Islamic mayor of London, he goes, you'll just get used to it. And it's kind of true. It's like, oh, 100 acid attacks this week. Oh, no big deal. Oh, another big Islamic child kidnapping ring. Oh, no big deal. Oh, no big deal. Just a driver runs into a crowd of 100 children and teachers. Yeah, oh, no big deal. It's no big deal. MSNBC anchor Joy Reid sued for inciting hate mob against a refugee woman. Well, the media report about the harassment mob formed by someone on their side. And then I didn't know that Joy Reid put this out against some lady she called racist with no proof. You are a disgrace. I wish your children were ripped from you so you would understand the pain. You are a dirty white woman bitch. Dear racist bitch, it seems like your old poor evil soul never left the Hitler era. You're funded by Soros. What a waste. What an embarrassment. What a disgrace of humankind to have people like you in the world, because she doesn't want open borders. You're the kind of white trash that should be dragged to the town square and flogged. Well, I'm sure you like Islam then, lady. Your tongue should be cut out. Leave this country. You're an absolute disgrace. I'm glad everyone in the entire world knows you're a racist piece of, you know what, you effing. And he goes on. Want out? Your life is probably becoming a living hell, and you don't know how to handle it. I can offer a way out. You're a worthless human being. Go kill yourself. The best way to make America great again is to tar and feather sluts like you and ride them out of the country on a rail. She's still on Twitter, by the way. And it goes on here. She says, racist, you know what? Who the F do you think you are? You are sick and twisted, female genitalia. And you'll end up in hell. You're a disgusting human being, and if it wasn't for your voicemail being full, you would hear, I can't read any more of this, how she's going to kill her and everything. They let the group attack Ted Cruz and his wife, who says kill the president, kill Pence, kill police officers. They let them operate on Twitter. But I can't, which is fine. But Jack Dorsey and all these people are a psychotic cult that are raping the Bill of Rights, raping the Constitution, funding all these radical groups. And, of course, they've got a pack, a slew, a whole line of women ready to come out and say whatever they want about Brett Kavanaugh. The truth is, everything they say about Brett Kavanaugh is what Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton have been caught involved in, certified, not 35 years ago, but recently. We'll get Roger Stone's take on, will Brett Kavanaugh be confirmed? I think he will. And I predicted, A Christmas Story, that you would have three more accusers after Ford. leading up to the hearings and confirmation. And I've been proven absolutely on target. But now it may be worse. Maybe 5 million women will go public. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, so what you've got is a bunch of appeasers and a bunch of soy beta males running around trying to go find minorities and tell them how much they hate white people and how white people are inherently evil and how Christians are inherently evil. And I played the clip yesterday of the Democrat congresswoman. You're saying, men, just shut up. You're all guilty. Just shut up. If a woman accuses you, you're guilty, even if it's 36 years later, and there's all your witnesses say it didn't happen. And so I was getting into MSNBC anchor Joy Reid sued for inciting a hate mob, and I was actually reading quotes of her followers sending it. The point she did is she said the woman had harassed and done all these horrible things to a child and yelled racist things at someone, which wasn't true. It just shows the insanity of all of this. So, Roger, there's a lot to get to here today, and you've got Michael Avenatti. I always call him Avenatti just to be joking around. You've got him now with another woman, you know, saying that Brett Kavanaugh ran trains on women or gangbangs, even though all his friends say he didn't even date girls, was a total bookworm nerd. His calendar shows he wasn't at any of these parties. They bring out another woman, another woman, another woman. So the first woman gets discredited. None of the witnesses say it's true. So it's another woman, another one. We can see how they smokescreen now with a daily one. I said three more accusers by the time they have the vote. Now, I've already been proven right today. It may ruin my record. I think more will come out. I mean, hell, they may have a whole sports stadium of 100,000 women all saying he gang raped me. You know, he abducted me with a flying saucer and took me up and did it. And we've got to believe it. So I'm learning how we're all inherently bad, Roger. But Avenatti, though, or Avenatti, or however you say his name, the gerbil, the human gerbil, he is here telling us how the cow ate the cabbage. So what's your inside baseball on Kavanaugh and where all this is going?
Well, Alex, Your predictions have turned out to be exactly right. What's amazing here is, and I've been in American politics for almost 40 years, is this entirely new standard. It used to be that no major news outlet, not the Washington Post, the New York Times, CBS, anybody, would dignify an uncorroborated charge. Somebody who came forward and made an accusation but offered no eyewitnesses. No corroboration, no evidence, no proof. Can't say when it happened, where it happened, what year it happened. But because of identity politics, we're now told that any woman who makes a charge must be believed simply because they're a woman. This is an absurdity. Now, Alex, I'm old enough to remember the Clarence Thomas, Anita Hill hearings when Clarence Thomas was appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court by President George H.W. Bush. And you had very much the same hysteria around those hearings until Senator Arlen Specter subjected Ms. Hill to a withering cross-examination in the Senate hearings. By the way, they still teach that cross-examination in the law schools. It was so extraordinarily effective. What happened was her credibility was shredded. Clarence Thomas was confirmed and went on to be an outstanding Supreme Court justice. Today, the Republicans in the Senate don't seem to have that kind of courage. They are, as I understand it, going to hide behind a woman prosecutor to do the questioning of a witness who, again, offers no proof or evidence of her charges other than her recently recovered memory.
Well, she says that Kavanaugh didn't even rape her. She said he was at the thing with the spiking of the punch, and then girls had sex, so that means gang raping. Meanwhile, everybody else that knows Kavanaugh says, dude, Mr. Bookworm, first in his class, the dude was not at parties. Or they were parties. They were like, it's so sad, actually, in a cute way. And I was reading his calendars that even saved him, and it's like getting ready for daddy's birthday, and then I've got to study to get an A+, and gee, Wilbur, you know, then I'm going to have some milk toast in the morning. I mean, this is just unbelievable. But I think a lot of these women actually have probably been abused or something, but they project it that, oh, all men are rapists, so for the greater good, they're going to remember this. Well, I can remember the Loch Ness Monster raped me too 36 years ago.
Well, I think it's extraordinarily transparent. And then the irony of having Senator Richard Blumenthal on CNN last night with Anderson Cooper essentially calling Judge Kavanaugh a liar. Richard Blumenthal, a man who indisputably lied about serving in Vietnam, a country he never set foot in. A man who is a disgrace to the office of the U.S. Senate. A man who soils the memory of all those brave men and women who did give their life in that conflict. And then he has the cojones to sit there with a straight face and call somebody else a liar.
Well, Roger, that's a great argument, but what about funding the Arab Spring that enslaved hundreds of thousands of women and children to sex slavery? What about the Clintons and all their sex crimes, the Lolita Express and Hillary's chosen job to represent rich pedophiles that rape little girls, and she brags, I knew he was guilty, ha ha ha, he passed a lie detector showing me that didn't work, so I knew he was guilty, ha ha ha. I mean, and the stealing the Haitian money and the child running and just all of it, these and the Vatican and all the crap, and then meanwhile, you've got thousands of priests admittedly raping kids in the U.S. No one gets in trouble. They say, oh, statute of limitations, it's only 15 years for child rape in Pennsylvania. And then meanwhile, 36 years, drunken parties, no proof, and it's the end of the frickin' world. These people, it'd be like Hitler at Nuremberg sitting there as the main judge. It has no credibility because of who they are.
And nobody seems to be willing to say that. That's the great irony here, Alex. This is a fraud. But if this is the new standard, then I have no doubt whatsoever that women are going to come forward shortly and say, although they have no proof, although they have no evidence, although they told no one, although they can't remember where and when it happened, I was sexually assaulted by Cory Booker, or I was sexually assaulted by Eric Swalwell. Should they not be believed? Should they not be put on CNN to tell their story? Based on this standard, they should.
What's
the difference between such an accuser, and this is hypothetical, but what would be the difference between such an accuser and these women who've come forward to malign Judge Kavanaugh?
Well, we're innocent until proven guilty. We're innocent until proven guilty. Let's play a few minutes of Clarence Thomas as we go to break. We're coming up with the president talking about the Speaking of Con game, but here's a few minutes of Clarence Thomas.
Do you have anything you'd like to say?
Senator, I would like to start by saying unequivocally, uncategorically, that I deny each and every single allegation against me today that suggested in any way that I had conversations of a sexual nature or about pornographic material with Anita Hill, that I ever attempted to date her, that I ever had any personal sexual interest in her, or that I in any way ever harassed her. A second, and I think more important point, I think that this today is a travesty. I think that it is disgusting. I think that this hearing should never occur in America. This is a case in which this sleaze, this dirt, was searched for by staffers of members of this committee, was then leaked to the media, and this committee and this body validated it and displayed it at prime time over our entire nation. How would any member on this committee, any person in this room, or any person in this country would like sleaze said about him or her in this fashion, or this dirt dredged up and this gossip and these lies displayed in this manner? How would any person like it? The Supreme Court is not worth it. No job is worth it. I'm not here for that. I'm here for my name, my family, my life, and my integrity.
Well, people smell the truth, don't they? Clarence Thomas didn't do a damn thing.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
And Roger Stone riding shotgun with me in the middle of this special 16-hour global broadcast. Goes till midnight tonight. The fall of Venezuela has already happened, but the official fall is nigh. And Trump is weighing military intervention and getting South American backers. And I don't like military intervention, but this could collapse like dominoes. In fact, I need a set of dominoes in here. We need to buy some to explain that Venezuela is just like seven or eight countries down. Right to us. They've already, millions are exiting. It's a total collapse. And I think Alexandra Cortez should run down there because she says that's the model. And it's so beautiful, so wonderful how communism works. Going back to Roger Stone. Roger, you know the president well. And I just think suddenly he has more energy, he's more aggressive, he's more impromptu, he's on fire. We're going to play part of a five-minute clip where he talked about the con game of going after Kavanaugh. But to me, and him saying declassify stuff, they're trying to block it, but now Rosenstein's saying he resigned, and he didn't, tomorrow. Seems like so much is happening this Thursday, and I just smell, and I see, and I get the signal that more and more Trump's doing what he wants to do, and that is scaring the living hell out of the globalists.
I completely agree. The president seems to have a new bounce in his step, and the breaking news is all breaking his way. It's amazing how quickly those in the deep state rush to dissuade him from declassifying the material surrounding the FISA warrants that were used to unconstitutionally spy on the president's campaign. That's right, Mr. President. It's time for sunshine. Sunshine is the disinfectant. These characters are so shady that they get the British to contact the president and say, oh, Mr. President, you can't declassify this material. It would harm your national security and our international relationships. No, Mr. President, it'll prove that the British were spying on you at the behest of the Obama Justice
Department. Which you first broke, and Napolitano and I, we all broke it. And people go, that sounds crazy. Why would a foreign power? Because we spy on the Brits illegally. They spy on us illegally. The Brits kill U.S. citizens. We kill their citizens. That's well-known spycraft with the special relationship.
That's exactly right. Also, Alex, I want to remind people tonight about our global marathon. We're going to be on right up until midnight. I'm going to be there doing my part. This is going to be very exciting as we continue to sound the clarion call for freedom, because there's a lot of good news. We now know, for example, according to the New York Post, that the president has an executive order demanding an investigation on the basis of antitrust into Facebook and Google. And quite obviously, InfoWars is in the forefront of those conservative news outlets that are being shadowed.
And by the way,
banned, wiped off the face of the earth.
I had law firms 6 weeks ago send those reports to the president through intermediaries. That's one reason we were banned. So next month's news today. Continue.
This is, I think, the most important fight on the horizon. If there is no InfoWars, then there is no one to sound the clarion call for freedom. There is no one to put into perspective for people, for example, that the accusers of Brett Kavanaugh have no evidence, have no eyewitnesses, have no corroboration, can't remember when it happened.
Well, Roger, if you said that I raped you 36 years ago with no proof, they'd laugh at you because we're men. Or if I said that, it's preposterous. Kavanaugh was a bookworm nerd. I mean, he has all the real witnesses. Everything they've done is falling apart, but they keep leapfrogging to the next pile of crap.
Yeah, it's really extraordinary because the politically correct nature of this Me Too movement means that if you're a woman, regardless of your lack of any evidence or proof, you must automatically be believed. That sets a dangerous new standard. And I know a number of Democrats who could be subjected to the same exact type of accusations.
Well, here's the deal. I think they've crossed the Rubicon, and a lot of people are seeing this, where the Republicans are, we don't care if you have 100 women, we can see the bandwagon gang up effect, it was easy to predict. We're done, this is a load of crap, we're going to confirm him Friday. I mean, I think the Me Too thing has finally played out, especially when it's led by the famous lawyer of pedophiles, Hillary, and her big, ugly, pedophile, crooked Johnson husband.
Yeah, even the Democrats at this point probably wish that Hillary would just go away. The idea of Hillary Clinton coming out and saying, well, these women should be believed, is ludicrous. What about Kathleen Willey? What about Juanita Broderick? What about Paula Jones? What about the numerous women sexually assaulted, bitten, raped, having him expose himself to these women?
Bill Clinton, and that's why I said that he has a crooked male genitals, is that the women, before it was ever in the news, said it literally turns and points straight down towards hell, his father. So Bill Clinton has a very large male genitals, and they literally is deformed. I mean, he has a crooked, broken, that's how the women know.
Yeah, the only thing I disagree about is I was under the impression from interviewing a number of his women victims that it was actually abnormally small. But you can go to the Clinton's War on Women, which is available at the Infowars.com store right now, to get the definitive story on Bill Clinton's serial sexual assaults against dozens of women, and more importantly, the role that Hillary plays in hiring the nasty private detectives and the vicious lawyers to bludgeon these women, to intimidate them, to bully them into silence.
Well, let's be clear, some people got beaten half to death.
There is no question. One witness was beaten so badly that even today he fears for his life.
Well, didn't they break both his legs and everything? He lived next door to Jennifer Flowers.
Yes, and the Jennifer Flowers relationship was actually a consensual relationship. This poor bastard's problem is that he made the mistake of setting up a security camera in the hallway because somebody had been vandalizing his automobile, and what he caught was Bill Clinton coming and going. Then one day, three Arkansas state troopers showed up, and they beat this man so badly that they left him for dead. Fortunately, he survived. It's all there in the Clinton's War on Women, available at the Infowars.com store right now at a terrific price of $9.95, which is much less than you can buy it anywhere else.
And folks, I know you already know all this. Get the book and give it to the library after you read it. This is how we win the war. About 100 people read it. That's how we win, one mind at a time. We'll go to break. Come back with Roger Stone. I'm going to play some of Trump eloquently exposing this whole Kavanaugh situation. But listen, everything's game-changing at InfoWarsStore.com. So, yes, I don't keep extending for 3-4 days the sale on X2 because, you know, it's just, oh, it's our last day, it's our last day. I have been so busy on air and so busy, like a one-legged man in a you-know-what contest, that I have just not launched all the other big specials that we will launch tomorrow. They were meant to be launched today. This is the last day to get X2. I've got to go do the specials right now. I'm going to shoot some ads for the new T-shirts, too, so you'll see it all tomorrow, but this part of the new specials that they did get out, because I said this last week to the crew, was 40% off BrainForce Plus, great deal. 40% off Secret 12, InfoWarsStore.com is the main site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. 40% off, 50% off Supermale Vitality. This is the last run of that. Biotrue Selenium, 40% off. Sign up for AutoShip. And, yeah, even if the X2 sells out, we're going to hold back for one more shipment. Whoever signed up for auto ship, and you'll get an additional 10% off. So that's one way to make sure you get the next run of X2 as well.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Make ready to land our troops beyond the energy field and deploy the fleet so no one gets off the system. After the globalists want for America, but humanity is awakening. This is InfoWars. Roger Stone is our guest. Well, Bloomberg has to admit Trump is right a year later. We don't want to invade Venezuela, but I meant it when I said it, that it's collapsing in a domino effect. And my memory did serve that Venezuela is seven countries south of us. Can we go to the Geospatial Center, also known as Google, and the CIA map, please? And there it is. Let's zoom in on the CIA map. There you see Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Colombia, and then Venezuela
is seven countries south of us. 5 million people the last month have left. Tens of millions more are trying to leave. They put up emergency fences in Colombia and in other surrounding countries like Brazil. They even leftist governments have declared civil emergencies because people are fleeing what Alexander Cortez would have for America, communism. So, here is Trump's Venezuela military option gains backers as millions flee. When President Donald Trump said a year ago, just like they're fleeing California, when President Donald Trump said a year ago the U.S. was considering a military option for Venezuela, hardly anyone in Washington thought it was a good idea. Again, I don't want military options, but it is a national security issue. Because Mexico and others have opened up a conduit, a corridor for anybody that wants to come up from South America. Today, as Venezuela slides towards dictatorship, they've been a dictatorship for 15 years, and collapse, already collapsed, triggering a million-strong migration crisis, which Soros is already in countries north of that setting up, support for such a move is being discussed openly. The notion of using force to topple the government of President Nicolas Maduro is gaining adherence, although it remains a distinctly minority view. Now, I just say seal that border with the U.S. military. The wall's not even needed. Put 100,000 troops on the border. That should do it. And just let the heaven of Latin America descend into hell. Because everyone wants to get up here and then say George Washington and America sucks and piss on everything and run around bitching. I think Californians and all the socialists should just run down there to Venezuela and just bask in your heaven. Or go to China where there's no welfare, criticize the police, they cut your genitals off and murder you. Go work in an Apple slave plant. It's okay because Tim Cook's gay. I murder everyone. You know, I help censor everyone. That's what they're doing here. A little uncouth when I do that, but it's okay. Jack Posobiec, I was doing that on the street in D.C. in front of his cameras, and he was just going, like, yeah, at a certain point, I don't care, okay, I'm having some fun here. But it's just like Tim Cook's like, I can kill whoever I want, it's like, Jeffries, I'm gay, it's liberal. I can censor whoever I want, it's gay, it's liberal. We're like, well, you're gay, so it's okay. If Hitler would have said he was gay, Tim Cook would be like, Heil Hitler. I'd be like, oh, my God, Hitler's so cool. Anyways, sorry, I'm getting a little bit too much into it. There he is. Going back to Roger Stone, I mean, what do you make of the situation in Venezuela, Roger?
Wait a minute. This is the socialist utopia. We were told that this was heaven on earth, that their system was so far superior to ours. People, there are no dogs left because people have hunted them all down to kill them for food. People are eating grass because they can't find anything to eat. No, it's an international emergency, and Donald Trump, in my opinion, has the courage to take a stand.
And by the way, Venezuela used to be as rich as Argentina, like 100 years ago, richer than the U.S., 50 years ago, as rich. They're diamonds, rubies, gold, timber, oil. It's a frickin' paradise of resources.
Yeah, there is no reason for the current situation, given their riches, particularly in the terms of petroleum. But this is what communism gets you. Alex, speaking of food, I do have to mention to you that on Monday night, I was invited out to dinner by a New York Times reporter, and he said that it was on him, which meant it was on Carlos Slim. And therefore, I took him to the finest steakhouse in all of South Florida, where I knew they had an incredible 48-ounce porterhouse that is just a thing to behold.
Okay, I'm getting hungry.
And therefore, I ordered it. And I must tell you, I enjoyed every bite, but afterwards, it was really debilitating. And then I remembered I had ordered a bottle of carnivore from the Infowars.com store. Let me tell you, this is now my new favorite product next to Brain Force Plus. You don't have the situation where this just sits in your gut and ferments. The enzymes that are used in carnivore help you to gently digest.
You don't end up like John Wayne with 45 pounds of undigested Hillary Clinton in your guts.
I mean, it's exactly right. In this case, my digestive dis-ease disappeared like that. This is a truly great product, and right now, $23.42 on a special price worth every penny of it. So the next time you're going to gouge Carlos Slim and hand him a restaurant bill of a couple hundred bucks for some of the finest beef in the United States, make sure you've got your bottle of carnivore first.
Why do you say beef? I'm getting really hungry here. What's the name of the steakhouse?
It was called Mastro's Ocean House. This is a new place. It's just opened in South Florida. I know there's one in New York City. I know there's one in Washington, D.C. I must tell you, it was outstanding. But the best thing about it, it was being paid for by the New York Times.
Well, there's nothing
Times.
Better than a glass of red wine, a big old juicy porterhouse, and potatoes gratin, and some asparagus. But like I said, I got to get a driver when I do that. I actually will Uber or whatever. Because when I get home, it's like, boom, we're talking sleep for 12 hours when I eat a porterhouse.
Yeah, it's called the food coma, but you can avoid the negative effects with carnivore. So this is, you can now add another satisfying.
But you know what Bernie Sanders said? He said, when I go to the store, hundreds of different vitamins, 30 different deodorants, I don't need it. Too much freedom, too much diversity. Now, I never found a university, I didn't swindle. And I have three $1 million homes. And they called for me to be banned on Twitter, Alex Jones, because he criticized me. But when we get in people's faces, when the Antifa does and says they're going to kill you, then it's okay. So, let me ask you now. What do you think is going to happen with President Trump in the next 40 days, Roger?
Well, Alex, this meeting that he has with Rod Rosenstein, the rogue deputy attorney general, who most definitely has been exposed for proposing to wear a wire in order to entrap the president of the United States to remove him under the 25th Amendment. Remember that, folks. You heard it here at InfoWars first. Was not a joke. He was not joking. The New York Times story makes it clear that several of their sources asked, is this a joke? Andrew McCabe asked him, are you joking?
Sure, so what happened tomorrow to Ratstein?
Well, that's an excellent question. There are three possibilities. One, he resigns. Two, he is fired. Three, he is allowed to stay. If the president chooses door number three and he's allowed to stay, I positively guarantee you President Donald Trump will be impeached shortly after the midterm elections.
I mean, Rosenstein literally looks like one of those ventriloquist dolls. You got the backstory on him. Like, I heard he, like, covered up with the mafia. He's really corrupt.
Yeah, look, his appointment is due to Reince Priebus, the president's first White House chief of staff. Why you would appoint James Comey and Robert Mueller's best friend as your deputy attorney general is beyond me. This guy is a charter member of the swamp. He is a swamp creature through and through. He has stonewalled the Congress in their efforts to get at
Let me just be honest. I'm going to come out with it here. He gang raped me along with Comey and Mueller a few years ago, 37 years ago, and they got me drunk on punch, and you need to believe any accused. So he has to step down now. Rosenstein raped me. He raped me over and over again, and you have to believe me. Of course, I'm being sarcastic, folks, but we'll be right back. It's true that Rosenstein, I'm only dreaming, actually. I have a thing for ventriloquist dolls. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Stay with us.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it.
Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Roger Stone's here hosting with me. It's Alex Jones. Part of this broadcast goes all the way to midnight tonight. Stand with Trump. Stand with InfoWars. Stand with America and the recovery. He'll go, oh, you're anti-government. Yeah, I was anti-globalist. Once we got our government back, I'm pro-Constitution. I mean, my God, we're all being persecuted for this. So Pigelstein, Ratstein, whatever you want to call him, they crapped their britches a week ago when Trump said he'd release it. Then they said, oh, have the Inspector General at the Justice Department look at it, and then Trump's waiting to get that. But Trump has the power. What are they so scared of, Roger? You've been saying for 20 months since he got elected, you said, look out. They've used illegal spying. They've done all this. You've been proven right. Release the secret documents. All it is their criminal operation reporting back to Hillary. We already know what's in it. It's already in the WikiLeaks. I mean, this is, why is it the Death Star firing weapons now? He needs to destroy them now.
Because some of his timid advisors are taking the ridiculous position that declassifying these documents will somehow expose their sources and methods and threaten the national
security.
It was
Hillary's secret server did that to the whole world. They're the globalists selling out America, the personnel management hack. Exactly.
What declassification these documents will prove is that the Obama Justice Department and the Obama FBI used unconstitutional surveillance of the Trump campaign to first try to prevent his election and now try to negate his election.
And by the way, hasn't Obama looked like he's crapping bricks lately?
Well, because this is where it all leads to. What did the president know and when did he know it? When will President Trump order Barack Obama's arrest? That's the only question.
Is pulling the lever. They only take his restraint and his detente, his weakness. He needs to pull the lever now. He needs to say, fire at will, Commander.
No question about it. That's precisely what I have written and said today. And it's what he needs to do. Do not be deterred by these quislings.
And notice, that's why they hate you and I and others, because we say attack, 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 because we're in the right. We have victory within sight. We have them dead in the crosshairs politically. Fire! Fire! Yes! Plus, it's what people want.
And therefore, their response is, ban InfoWars. Get them off of Facebook. Get them off of Twitter. Get them off of every platform you can.
But if it's such a bad strategy, why do they want to shut up? Because it's the winning strategy.
That's exactly right. No, they're afraid the president will see you or me or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or any other number of people here at InfoWars telling the truth and laying out what must happen. And that's the last thing in the world they want. See, that's why it was significant that the Rosenstein story was not published by, say, Breitbart News or the Daily Caller or even InfoWars. It's in the New York Times, and it's triple sourced, and there's no way to keep it away from him. There's no way for him not to know that Rosenstein is a weasel.
Well, that's my question. Why would the New York Times expose one of their globalist operatives, Rosenstein? He's not the only one. But why did they burn him? Because they knew the president already knew when secret documents were coming out, so they wanted to have a controlled release.
Yeah, and I think maybe an early warning to try to dissuade the president from canning him. Right now, what's going on, even as we speak, is a three-day effort to convince the president not to fire this weasel when they meet tomorrow. Because if the president had taken action right after he read this story, he would have canned this guy in record time.
Who does he put in? Why does he put Judge Napolitano in?
Well, he needs somebody that's confirmable. The rumor is a southern member of the U.S. Senate who's a known Trump hardliner. I'm going to guess that that's Senator Richard Shelby from Alabama, the senator from Alabama who isn't comatose or wasn't comatose, unlike Jeff Sessions. Although I would admit that that is a guess on my part. It's time to have an attorney general who believes in the rule of law. In the meantime, if the office were to remain vacant, the two names, and there's some contentious about this, a lawyer named Panuccio, who's the associate attorney general from Florida, or Noel Francisco, who is the solicitor general, confirmed by the U.S. Senate, either one of them would now be in charge of the Mueller investigation.
And let's expand on this. You can smell death in the Democratic Party politically. They're a rotting corpse. All we have to do is make the right move right now, and we will secure this country's future for a long time. Let's spend a few minutes of the president, though, astutely breaking down the con artistry of Kavanaugh, the whole Kavanaugh attack and the con artistry of this system to destroy Kavanaugh. Here it is.
I think he's just a wonderful human being. I mean, I think it's horrible what the Democrats have done. It's a con game they're playing. They're really con artists. They're trying to convince. You know, they don't believe it themselves. Okay, they know he's a high quality person. They don't believe him. It's just resist and obstruct. They're playing a con game. And they play it very well. They play it actually much better than the Republicans. They're lousy politicians, and they have lousy policy. They don't know what the hell they're doing. They want to get rid of ICE. They want to get rid of law enforcement. They don't want to take care of our military. They want to raise your taxes. But they're good at one thing. They're good at one thing. That's obstruction and resisting and con. He's one of the highest quality people. You know, when he said that really what he was focused on was trying to be number one in his class at Yale, to me, that was so believable. I understand college very well, and I understand being number one in your class, and I understand a lot of things.
Trump was.
When he said that, I understood exactly what he was so truthful, and I think it came out. I mean, I hope it came out, but for the Democrats to be trying to make him into something, number one, let's be nice about it, that he's not. He's a high-quality person. He's a great intellect. You're also not seeing him on his footing. This isn't his footing. He's never been here before. He's never had any charges like this. I mean, charges come up from 36 years ago that are totally unsubstantiated. I mean, you, as watching this, as the president of a great country, Colombia, you must say, how is this possible? 36 years ago, nobody ever knew about it, nobody ever heard about it, and now a new charge comes up. And she said, well, it might not be him, and there were gaps, and she said she was totally inebriated, and she was all messed up, and she doesn't know it was him, but it might have been him. Oh, gee, let's not make him a Supreme Court judge because of that. This is a con game being played by the Democrats. Also, take a look at the lawyers. These lawyers are the same lawyers that have been fighting for years. They keep fighting. Take a look at the lawyers. And it's a shame that you can do this to a person's life. And I'll tell you, maybe even more important, who's going to want to go before this system to be a Supreme Court judge or to be a judge?
I'll stop right there. He goes on, the terrorizing of everyone that's backed Trump, I almost disagree with the president here, does it make you not want to? It's like Clarence Thomas said, this is all BS, but I'm here to clear my name. You're not making me back down. I don't want this judgeship, but you're not going to destroy me. And so they put us in this existential crisis. It actually, I think, makes us man up, Roger. And so I think there's going to be a big price to pay in 40 days. I think red wave. There's a seawall of election fraud. But I, gut level, man, I think we're going to see the House and Senate held. And then what happens if that's true, Roger? A, do you think Kavanaugh gets confirmed, gut level? B, red wave, blue wave, or a stalemate? And then what does the left do when they lose?
This has stirred Trump-supporting voters and those who voted for Trump in 2016 like nothing else. The story on page one in yesterday's New York Times by Jonathan Martin about why the Kavanaugh controversy is going to lead to a blue wave and why voters are going to be revolted by the Republicans' treatment of women is total bourgeois nonsense. His uninformed opinion based on nothing. On the contrary, as I move around, I find conservatives and moderates and pro-Trump voters angry and motivated to turn out because they're revolted about the character assassination against Judge Kavanaugh.
And you doesn't the censorship on social media make conservatives be sure to not just vote but get others to vote?
I think it is a vital part of it. Look, you've got the senator from Hawaii admit it. Doesn't matter whether any of the stuff of Kavanaugh is true, she says. He must withdraw because the charges have been made. No, Senator, you should withdraw. You should resign from the Senate. You've soiled yourself with inane comments like that. We have a system under which you are innocent until proven guilty, not the other way around. The people who have accused Kavanaugh have no corroboration. No eyewitnesses, no proof.
And it's getting obvious. All right, you'll join us tonight. We're going right to midnight. We've got a bunch of special guests. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Owen Benjamin's joining us. Will Johnson, Roger Stone, Owen Schwer, but a bunch of others. Infowars.com/show. Whatever you do, remember, we're censored if not for you. Spread those links at truck stops and church and via email. Infowars.com/show. The most banned broadcast in the world. War Room, straight ahead.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people. one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.